Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whenever or wherever you are listening from. Welcome to Nadia's Little Talks, episode fucking four. Oh man, I've missed this. I know it's been a little bit, but I know y'all have been anticipating this talk. I want to thank every single one of you who's still listening and texting me and asking questions about my podcast and everything. It means so much to me. It always does. I know it's been a little bit, but nothing goes unnoticed, I promise. I know it's been a little bit since the last episode, but y'all are still rocking with me and I appreciate it so much. So much. I've had a lot of things heavy on my mind and on my heart that I know someone may need to hear. And hey, happy May. Happy fucking May. It's Mental Health Awareness Month and it's also my favorite month. it's my birthday month. But no, May is my favorite month. Mental health is so important. Every single day though. And it's something everyone, all of you, should be taking care of for yourselves. And I hope you're all doing so. I hope you're all doing great and working on yourselves and are growing and glowing and happy and doing you, living life. And if you aren't, that's okay too. There's nothing wrong with not being okay. I know the feeling, especially lately in my life. Trust me. But you're gonna be okay. I know that. We gonna be okay. Oh man. All right, guys. Getting into this. Today's episode is called Relationships slash Breakups. Dot dot dot. Yeah, I went there. Oof, getting into it today. I have a lot to say. And I miss these talks. This episode is about relationships, breakups, and everything in between and above, underneath, all that. Okay? We're getting into the nitty-gritty, you know what I mean? this topic's been pretty hard, but I know that for me, I know that a lot of people need to hear, some things that I have to say. So I've been healing on my own, and I hope that I can help other people do the same, because it's so fucking important, and it's such a fucking journey. It is something else. So I want to start off with the questions and comments from you guys first, that you guys like answered a little while ago, but I still have them. Yeah, to get this started, so. These are the questions and comments that I've received from people. The first one is breakup advice. Hilarious. I mean, well, not, but like, so breakup advice. There's a I feel like there's a lot I could say about this topic and like, anybody, I feel like. A lot of advice. It can go on forever, but right now, if you're going through a breakup, whether it be good or bad, I think that you need to show so much love to yourself. Like an insane amount of love to yourself because you don't really realize how important that is and how much you need it. Because I don't think that a lot of people think about that sometimes, if I'm gonna be honest. But self-love is really, really, really important, and like, all the emotions that you're gonna be going through and that you have, during your breakup, after your breakup, all of that, you gotta feel them and accept them. And you're get through it. And sometimes it may not seem like you can get through it because emotions can be so fucking much sometimes. But you can do it. And it's important to feel your emotions, because I know it's easy for people to, especially when it's, when you're hurt, it's easy for people to not want to feel. And I've had many people, and I've like tell me, and like I've talked to so many people like this, that don't want to feel. And I've even thought about, you know, I'm guilty of thinking about that myself, you know, because it seems so much easier. But it's really not for, it is temporarily, but it doesn't really, you don't get to feel your feelings and accept them for what they are and move forward. You're just suppressing them, and, you know, because you don't want to feel, so you're like, I don't feel, you know, I've been there, trust me. So I think it's really important to feel what you're feeling and tell yourself and know that it's okay. You know, whatever you're feeling, because it is. Focus on yourself and your breakup. Like, that sounds like cliche or whatever, but honestly, no, genuinely, focus on your fucking self. Like, you know, whether it be a good breakup, bad breakup, do what you need to do, delete them, delete everything. Or if you guys are friends, if you guys are still friends, you know, focus on yourself more. If it was a bad breakup, you know, delete them, delete their number, everything, all that, whatever. Do what you have to do, though. And don't look back. I feel like that could be taken many ways, but what I mean is, it's really easy to go back. Oh, trust me. It's really, really easy to go back and be like, you know, we could have been, and like, remember this time and when we did this, and like, ask yourself all these questions, because, you know, not everybody gets closure. You know, it's really easy to do that, because of all the feelings that you had for that person. It's so easy to go back, but don't, because it's not really gonna help you. From experience, it's, you know, you start thinking all these things when you go back, like, why this, and, you know, but you have to let yourself heal. And, you know, not a lot of people think about this, but, like, somebody very dear to me told me this, it made me realize this, too. You have to mourn the person that you are, that you were with, that you were with them, you know, because you're not that same person, and the person that you could have been together. And that's pretty hard to think about in that way too. But that's why healing is important. And doing what you need to do for yourself. So my advice, give yourself grace. If you don't remember that from my previous episodes, give yourself grace. Dude, like, it's not going to be easy. Healing is so messy. It's a journey, and it's lonely sometimes, and it's hard, and it's everything. It's a journey, but and there's no, like, amount of time. Like, don't ever let anybody tell you, you know, like, you should be fine now or something like that. I've heard people say that before, like, oh, well, that breakup or whatever was so long ago, like, you should be good, you know? Don't fucking tell me how I should be feeling. You know, like, you take however much time you need to heal yourself, because it's not a fucking race, and, you know, you're not on a fucking time limit or anything like that. You're your own person, and your emotions are your own, and whatever the fuck you're feeling is okay. So don't try to let people, you know, like, fucking diss your feelings or something. I don't know how to, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's a journey, man. And however long you need, take however long you need. Some days are gonna feel like fucking hell and like you can't get through it and you're just gonna be sad for your entire life. And other days you're going to be on fucking cloud nine and you're gonna be living life and you're gonna be happy. And then some days you may come back down. You know, it's a roller coaster and it's not one, it's whatever your healing looks like, that's okay. And I think that that's, you know, that's normal. And it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to be fucking happy one day. And then, you know, another day you're like, damn, I really miss them. And like, I'm not feeling the greatest today. I'm not feeling myself. It's okay. I feel like a lot of people, and it frustrates me because a lot of people make people feel like that. That like, oh, you shouldn't be sad, or like, you're, I don't know, bipolar or something because your emotions are all over the place and this and that. No, bitch, I'm going through shit right now, you know? Like, let that person heal. You do whatever you need to do to heal. Okay? Another question / comment, to go on to. How to not lose yourself in a relationship. I feel like a lot of the things that I have in my mind and a lot of these questions and comments kind of tie into each other. So I like that. But you guys have really good questions and comments. I love them. And they make me dig deep, so I love it even more. How to not lose yourself in a relationship. This is an important one because I feel like a lot of people do and they don't realize it, you know, because it's really easy to, especially when you have your person, your complete fucking best friend. You guys know each other, you know, inside and out, everything. You know everything, and that's your person, and you're with them maybe every day. You talk to them every day, whatever. Like, that's your person. It's really easy to get to lose yourself and get lost in that. Because of, you know, how happy you are and anything like that. And I'm not saying it's bad to be happy, obviously. Like, you know, do your thing. You know, that's not bad, obviously. But try not to lose yourself in a relationship. I feel like trying to stay grounded on who you are. And who you are without that person. Can I say that again? Who you are without that person. Because, you know, you are still your own person. And I feel like, you know, and from experience, you know, a lot of people get lost and they're like, I just can't do this without that person, or I'm not like that, or like, you know, this and that, like, you are your own person too, and you are somebody, you are still your own person, and you were before you were with this person, and you still are, you're still your own person, you know. It's not a bad thing to be in love, and it's not a bad thing, obviously, to be happy, but try and remember who you are, and, things that you want. I think that's really important, because a lot of relationships, or I feel like some relationships, you know, are just like both of you guys, you know. It's always, at least, you know, some that I've seen and, you know, just from fucking experience, you know, you guys do everything together, and like, I feel like it's important to do your own things too and like spend time with yourself, and, you know, that's self-care, fucking take yourself shopping, you know, whatever, take yourself shopping, take yourself to do something that you like to do, I don't know. But, you know, I feel like that's important too. And I feel like, another comment goes along with having that goes along with another comment that I have, is having boundaries. Somebody wanted me to talk about what it is to have boundaries. And I say that it ties into that kind of, because I think it's important to do your own thing sometimes and have boundaries, like, in a relationship. Like, there are certain things that you want to go do, or, like, that there are certain things that your partner shouldn't do, or you shouldn't do as a, you know what I mean? Boundaries. So there are things that you shouldn't do in a relationship, and I think it's important to have boundaries because it's a mutual respect, and if you love that person, if you guys love each other, then that should be, you know, if there's anything, you know, that I feel like everybody has boundaries, but if there's anything that needs a boundary, you know, I feel like that's something that should be respected always. But having boundaries is like, you know, there are certain lines that you're not going to cross, or there are things that, you know, are, you know, that you maybe like, that you like to do by yourself or something like that. That could be a boundary, just as an example, you know, just as a random example. That could be a boundary, or like, you know, something that you don't like, or that not like something, you know, I don't want to say small or petty because every relationship is different, but like something that genuinely bothers you that person that you don't want that person to do, or that, you know, because of whatever, you know, your past or whatever reason it bothers you, but that's a boundary. I just feel like that's important. Another example of a boundary would be, I feel like this is an obvious one, you know, like if you're with your significant other, shouldn't be talking to people, you know, like, you like that, you know what I mean, like talking to people, you know, that's a fucking boundary, that's a line crossed. I feel like that's an obvious one. But, or like, you know, everybody's different and everybody's boundaries different. What I'm talking about is just giving examples, you know what I mean? So because I can't say just one thing, because, you know, everybody's boundaries could be different, or everybody could be different, but I want you guys to understand that having boundaries is important. I don't know, depending on your relationship, this one's kind of not hard, but like, depending on your relationship, if boundaries are needed, then that's what should be done and respected, you know. I feel like I said, every relationship's different, so not everybody needs those, you know, but, you know, that's what I'm gonna say, but, you know what I mean. And a question that we had, moving on, is, what is a healthy relationship? I feel like this is so, like, there's so many opinions, but I mean, this isn't the Dia's Little Talks, and you are gonna get mine, so. I don't know why I was thinking about, like, everything people would say, but then I'm like, bitch, hold on, this is your podcast. What does a healthy relationship look like? I think, once again, this isn't the Dia's Little Talks, so I think that healthy relationship is fucking communication. Oh, that is so important. I don't know why people don't think that that's important, but that is so fucking important. Communication, bro. And, you know, having boundaries. I think that that's important in a healthy relationship, because, like I said, there are just some shit that you should or shouldn't do in a relationship, you know? That's having boundaries. Understanding each other, dude, like, not telling someone you understand just because you want them to be happy or whatever. Like, I hate that shit too, by the way. Just a side note, people just doing things because, oh, I just, or like, they're sitting together, oh, I'm just gonna do this because, you know, it just makes you happy. And so, I mean, not in that way, but like, fuck, like, oh, I'm just gonna agree because that's what you want to hear. Like, that's what I mean. Like, no, that's not, I don't, that's not understanding. I don't know. That's just a side note. Understanding isn't fucking so important, because, like, No one likes to be misunderstood. And also, your significant other should feel like you understand them. Like, you know, as a person, as themselves, like, whoever they are, like, they should feel understood in whatever their flaws, their fucking problems, their everything, their joys, everything, their likes, everything. You should be understanding in a healthy relationship. And I feel like growing together and setting goals, I feel like that's so important and helpful. Setting goals on what you guys want to do for your lives together, and that goes along with communication and shit too. But like, yeah, but it's important to have a healthy relationship, because you're growing with this person, you're building with this person, and you should be happy. So, and you should be happy always. So, this is a question somebody wanted me to ask. This is a question somebody needed the advice to. So, Adia's Little Talks, here we go. Somebody asks, if you're in a relationship, is it okay to have a best friend of the opposite sex? This is so fucking hilarious. Not the question. Sorry, guys. When you're in a relationship, is it okay to have a best friend of the opposite sex? You want Dia's opinion? I don't think that there's necessarily anything wrong with it. If you are in a... No, I'm not even going to say that. You, in any relationship, in this aspect, you should have a boundary. You should have boundaries with that person of the opposite sex if you're in a relationship. I feel like that's kind of, you know, obvious, but, you know, maybe some people have their different opinions about it, but I don't know. I feel like it's also a very respectful thing, because, you know, just, I don't know if y'all, I know y'all know relationships, and, you know, just fucking people in general, and having a boundary with that person, or your best friend, you need to have a boundary, because there's some shit that you should not do with that best friend, because you have a significant other, you know what I mean? So, I think that there's nothing wrong with that, to answer your question, but there should be boundaries, and those boundaries should not be crossed. Ever. Ever. you know, when you're single and, you know, you're not in a relationship, that's a different story, but we're not talking about being single right now. Well, I mean, we are talking about breakups, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a different story when you're single. You know, you can do whatever the fuck you want. And in a relationship, you should do. That's not what I mean. But there are boundaries. There are things y'all know what I mean. There are things that you should not do if you have a best friend of the opposite sex and you're in a committed relationship. If you're in a relationship. You know what I mean? I kind of want to talk more about healing. And, if you are trying to heal, I want you to know that I know it can be lonely, but the best person to have by your side through everything is yourself, always. And you are always going to be there for yourself, and you always need to be there for yourself. Whatever it is, whatever it is that you're going through, small, big, whatever, I feel like a lot of people, what's the word I'm looking for, like, downplay people's emotions and things like that, because they're like, oh, well, like, that's something so small, like, why are you upset, or like, you know, like, don't, once again, bitch, don't tell me how to feel. Like, I don't know. I feel very passionately about that because I've been through it and I know how it feels. And the reason why I am the way I am is because I know how it feels. So I would not ever want that for other people or anything like that. So whatever you're feeling and whatever you're going through, whether it's big or small, be there for yourself, lean on yourself. Nobody has you like you have you, trust me. And if you don't really understand that or know that yet or have learned that yet, honestly, my advice is to try and show up for yourself if you haven't learned that. And what I mean by that is kind of talk about some things in my previous episodes, talking kindly to yourself and giving yourself grace, being there for yourself, showing up for yourself, meaning rely on yourself. I know a lot of people, you have friends, you have family, you know, people have friends and family and things like that. But I think it's really important to be there for yourself more than anybody is, because at the end of the day, it's just you. And, you know, you could, you know, probably talk to your family or your best friend or whoever. But life happens, and you know, everybody's life is different. Some people don't have anybody, and some people think that they have people and they're not always there. Show up for yourself. Try and start, if you haven't try and start being there for yourself, and relying on yourself and not relying on people to talk to. I know that maybe sound harsh, but just trying to explain how to be there for yourself, or teach you, I guess I should say, how to be there for yourself. Because you are on this healing journey by yourself, and you are going through what you're going through. You are, you know, you have your own, obviously, you know, mind and emotions and all of that. So be there for yourself, because I promise you it does a lot. And you know, I'm saying this right now as I should be doing the same for myself, but this is why I love these talks, because I get to bring out things in myself and help other people. But be there more for yourself and on your healing journey, however long it takes. I know I say journey and that sounds like so cliche or whatever, but literally, honestly, it is a journey. It's a lot. And it can be a lot. And for some people, it's different. Sometimes it's not a lot. But I think that the overall, I don't know, aspect of it is a lot. You know, healing takes time. And however long. But it still takes time. And it takes work. And work on yourself. And mentally and emotionally, it takes work. And sometimes it takes something out of you. And you know, it builds you up. But I think that if you haven't heard it, and if you need to hear it, I think that you're doing great. And I think that whatever you're going through right now is going to pass. And I think that you are a wonderful person. Even if I don't know you, I just know. Even if I don't know you personally, you know, I just know. And also, you just need to remind yourself. I know that probably doesn't make any fucking sense, but what I just said. But you just need to tell yourself you are a wonderful fucking person. Stop letting people bring you down. Focus on yourself. Whatever you're doing great. And give yourself grace. And whatever you're going through is going to pass. And you're going to be a stronger, wiser, better person because of it. Things happen, life happens, relationships happen, breakups happen, and they fucking suck. When, you know, not relationships in the healthy aspect, is I'm not talking about that, but you know, breakups and, you know, bad relationships and things like that suck, but you get through it. And I know you probably were like, this bitch is talking out of her ass right now. She doesn't, you know, I know you're probably like, maybe thinking that, but I hope that anything that I said helped you and touched you in some way, because I know a lot of times, sometimes when I'm doing these talks, a lot of the things that I say I need to hear from people, and I don't get to hear those things, you know, all the time. So I love being able to be there and tell people, and also, you know, just kind of fucking say it out loud, you know, for myself. We're in this together, okay? You're your own person, and, you know, all of that, but we're in this together, okay? So I hope that this talk helps somebody, and I also want to thank each and every single one of you for listening. This episode was really hard, and it was just really hard, but I hope that I helped, and I hope that you have taken something from it, and I know that I don't know a lot of you personally, but if you are ever overwhelmed and you feel like you don't have anybody to talk to, hi, I'm Nadia, and I'm here, and I love listening and being there for people. So I know I don't know if I put the, I think I normally put the my Instagram description in the my Instagram in the description, you know what I mean? But I will, and, you know, you can DM me, and even if I don't fucking know you, you know, like, I have a big heart, and I, trust me, I want to listen, so, yeah, thank you all so much for listening. You have no idea how much it means to me, even if I, you know, it has been a while since an episode, but you guys still listen to this entire fucking thing, and it amazes me that I even, you know, can do this for people, because I love it. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys very soon.